It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today I'm going to share with you a different slant on the growing us versus them mentality in Marin County government. To my eye, we have evolved to a situation in which the people do not trust their elected officials, and apparently the elected officials are quite leery of the people they represent. From so many perspectives, this is not a good situation. The specific event that has given rise to my concern was a town hall meeting held recently in Ross. I will describe the circumstances as I know them surrounding this event, and at the end of the show, suggest some ways for you to improve this situation. As I understand it, a citizens group in Ross Valley repeatedly invited their supervisor, Katie Rice, to meet with residents to discuss the high-density housing measures that could impact their area. Supervisor Rice finally accepted an invitation, and the location in Ross was committed. Then the games began. Supervisor Rice, or her staff, started objecting to one aspect or another of the meeting. She rejected a proposal that Dick Spotswood, columnist for the Marin Independent Journal, act as a master of ceremonies to screen audience questions. Her objection was that Mr. Spotswood was not objective regarding the high-density housing issue. Rice also refused outright to allow Bob Silvestri, a well-known critic of the high-density housing, to attend the meeting. The citizens group did want Mr. Silvestri to make a presentation on his side of the story to the Ross Valley residents, and so offered a compromise to Supervisor Rice in the form of two separate sessions, one after another. One session would be for Rice and the other for Mr. Silvestri to make his presentation. This compromise seemed to work until Rice acted like a little kid and canceled at the 11th hour. I did attend this session, and Mr. Silvestri gave a clear and concise presentation of his objections to the current high-density housing planning process and its regulations. I would have liked to compare his position to that of Supervisor Rice, but she denied me and the other 300 to 400 attendees that opportunity. Could it be that Supervisor Rice felt unable to defend her position? The citizens group and many of the attendees appeared very aggravated with Supervisor Rice. In a subsequent press release from the citizens group, there was even mention of a recall effort. Are the citizens group and the Ross Valley residents justified in their anger with Supervisor Rice? My vote is yes. They have every right to be mad. We're not engaged here in an academic discussion of urban planning. No, we are looking down the barrel at Larkspur Landing of a 920-unit housing development, a brand new hotel, new office buildings, and additional retail on one of the most congested streets in Marin. Supervisor Rice just outright ducked, defending the logic behind the planning process that could approve this mammoth project. According to the project's own environmental impact report, the intersection at Sir Francis Drake and the ferry terminal will drop from a poor D rating to an absolutely abysmal F, or in other words, get ready for more and longer delays at that intersection. Supervisor Rice was subsequently quoted as blaming her last-minute no-show on a concern she would end up in a debate with Mr. Silvestri. Oh, come on. The citizens group had taken great pains to nix the idea of any debate. Dick Spotswood was invited to be a master of ceremonies for Rice's portion of the meeting, and not as a debate moderator. Silvestri came to make a presentation, not to debate Rice. Why the paranoia? I feel pretty confident that the outcome of any debate could not be worse for Rice's political future than the anger she engendered in her constituents by her last-minute no-show. So, do any of the supervisors really understand these high-density housing laws and regulations? Supervisor Adams misspoke about the impact of the laws on a portion of Marinwood and ignited a recall effort. Supervisor Sears appeared flustered at a town hall meeting in Strawberry last fall and at a loss to defend the designation of that area as a priority development zone. Supervisor Arnold was the board's representative to the Association of Bay Area Governments at the point Planned Bay Area was approved, but has subsequently made comments demonstrating hardly a minimal knowledge of the impact of the housing element and Planned Bay Area on Marin. Now we have Supervisor Rice, the board's current representative to Bay Area Governments, expressing her unwillingness to debate someone on the pros and cons of these high-density development rules, and denying her constituents any insight into her logic for supporting these laws. She has proposed a meeting in June on her terms, but by that time the horse could be well out of the barn. Under these planning revisions, we could experience massive changes to the beauty, to the livability, and to the social fabric of our county. Our elected officials should stop acting like prima donnas and begin meeting regularly with the people. Sears needs to finally accept the invitation from the Marin City residents to meet with them. If any of Rice's aides had been in the audience at the Ross meeting, they would be scrambling to control the damage. So what can you do? Follow the lead of the Ross Valley Citizens Group and invite your elected representatives to come meet with your friends and neighbors to explain how all of these high-density planning rules and regulations will affect your neighborhood. If they refuse, consider it hard evidence that bad things are coming. If these people can't take the heat, we need to get them out of the kitchen. One final note. My compliments to Dr. Peter Berry, former mayor of Ross, for running a good meeting and managing time limits for speakers at the session in Ross. He controlled things with style and grace. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.